Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be with you wherever you may be joining us from. We are broadcasting live to YouTube, so if you are watching live, comment below and let me know where you are listening from. My name's Cade Moyer and I'm your tour guide on tonight's journey, and if you wish to join me, we have open lines tonight. So we are taking all your calls. The number is 0730 403096, and for those who are watching live, you can see the call-in number down below. So if you do want to give me a call, the number is there. The line, we do have a single line. That's the only downside to our live shows, is that we're low budget, it's a one-man team, and that means we have to just keep things a little bit simple, but we all have a really, really good time. Well, at least I do, and I hope you do too, all the people who are watching with me. So let me know where you're from. If you are watching this live, in the comments, let me know, because I always really, really like finding out where the show spreads out to, because you just never know where our next story is going to come from. Unfortunately, tonight we are not joined by Gary Lynn. He is still having internet difficulties where he lives, and it's really not surprising. If you live in Australia, you kind of know how bad the internet connection can be. I swear there's like a hamster on a wheel that kind of controls the internet all the way across Australia. So the faster we kind of get onto like Starlink or something like that, the better, because I'm super excited about that. But if you do have a story you want to share, could be a story that happened to a friend of yours, you can call in 0730 403096, and the lines are open. The chat is going here, and Adam has, Maggie says it's run by a dead hamster. Yeah, you're not wrong. Some of the internet is quite shocking here, and it is almost better to go off your phones, basically, with a bit of a hotspot. But tonight, our connection's good, and we seem to have quite a good number of people joining us at the moment, very early on, which is always good. I do want to let you know, though, that the show is a strict hour tonight. Without Gary here, we're not going to run overtime. He is a bad influence. So I'm sad he's not here tonight, but you know, I think I will rest easy, knowing that I'm going to finish on time tonight. So guys, if you do want to call in, the numbers there. If you want to call in, talk about anything, essentially, it is open lines. Whatever you want, nothing is off limits, like the intro says. So that's why we actually moved the show to YouTube. It is a little bit more friendly to the weirder topics, the topics that might be a little bit shunned on Facebook. So if you do have a conspiracy theory that you even want to call up about, I'd love to dive into that rabbit hole tonight, because who knows where that's going to take us. But I want to talk to you guys about this UFO, ballot that is happening over in the United States. And it was actually supposed to happen a little while ago, and it hasn't been released. So you may remember a little while ago that the US government came out and they basically what happened was COVID-19 came out, and there was a bill that went along with that to kind of talk about a couple of changes that were going on in the world, and especially over in the United States, and a lot of governmental things. And one of the things that was sneaked in there was a UFO report. And we got that last year, back in, I believe, July, might have been October. But it was quite lackluster to a lot of people. And I can kind of understand the disappointment that a lot of people have. So this is supposed to be something that is annually updated. And unfortunately, it hasn't been released for this year yet. So that basically means that we have potentially some big news coming out. Or it could be some news that isn't overly exciting. It kind of depends on what your expectations are, because I think that's the big thing that a lot of people kind of get let down on, is the fact that they think the US government is going to come out and say, yeah, look, aliens are real. They're driving these, or piloting. I don't even know what the right word would be. I guess piloting would be the right word for a UFO, or a UAP, as they've rebranded it now. And yeah, it is something that I'm always excited about, you know, any type of little bit of disclosure that we do get. So, you know, I'm happy it happens. But in the extent of, are we going to get like full on blown disclosure? I don't think so. But what I am really, really excited about, and I've actually spoken about this a couple of times on live shows especially, is that we are going to be getting a whistleblower protection act when it comes to UFOs. And this is going to be the thing that matters the most, because it's not really what the government is going to come out and say. It's what the pilots are going to come out to say. It's what the people who are in these positions of power, who have experienced something that they really can't quite explain, or you know, they've witnessed something that is just quite unusual, they're going to be able to come forward and talk about these types of experiences without the fear of losing their jobs, losing their careers, or anything like that. And for me, I think that's the most exciting thing to happen in the world of UFOs in a long time, because I think it was nearly 5 years ago that the New York Times or the New York Post, it's one of those, did the big story that UFOs are real. Here's the leaked footage. So it's a lot has happened in that 5 years. If you really do want to think about it, you know, a lot of footage has come out, a lot of firsthand experiences, high level official military personnel have come forward with their UFO encounters. So a lot has changed in just half a decade. When you consider how long the UFO phenomenon has really been in the zeitgeist, we're going all the way back to the 50s, essentially. That's a really, really long time to have so much information not come out. And then we just kind of get the beans that's just spilling out of the pot. So, yeah. I'm really excited about this bill that's getting passed. And from what I hear, and actually someone in the comment just is talking about it. Ross Coulthard's podcast talked about this this week, Kate. Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't listen to that podcast, it is absolutely brilliant. Some genuine journalism that goes on in the UFO world. I believe it's called Need to Know. If you don't listen to it, definitely go subscribe. Ross and his counterpart, his name is escaping me, and I am extremely sorry for that. But they do some genuine investigation around the UFO phenomenon and talk to really, really expert people in their field when it comes to it. You know, it's not... They're kind of on a different spectrum to what I am, because I like to talk to the people firsthand, the general public who have had these experience. They like to talk to the people who have got written testimonies, you know, genuine evidence that kind of backs it up. So that's kind of like radar, video, pictures, physical. They go really, really deep, and that's really cool for me. And that's the stuff that's going to really make the UFO world I guess the whole world noticed UFOs a whole lot more. So, yeah, really go check out that podcast if you haven't. But, yeah, they did speak about this this week as well, where this bill is just kind of taking its time to come out. But for me, the exciting thing is the whistleblower clause seems to have passed, and that means we're going to get a lot more testimonies from a lot more high-level ranking individuals within the government, and that's the stuff that is really, really hard for the naysayers to deny, because unfortunately the government will easily blow off anyone. Phrasing, that's a terrible way to say that. It's really simple for the government to dismiss anyone that is. You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Remember today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.